Welcome back. It's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Each week, I have some very interesting friends checking in with material I like to share with you. One of my friends is Al Kadabiani, who is founder of this great website, Culture Sonar, cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do. And this week, Al talks about funny women.
Here's a newsflash. Men and women sometimes look at things differently. Let's talk today about two online series. Both are really funny, and each comes from pretty different places. We live in a golden age of women comedians. Amy Schumer, Kathy Griffin, Mindy Kaling, Sarah Silverman, and Tina Fey, to name only a few. But for everyone that makes it to the stage for Emmys and other awards, there are dozens of incredibly funny women posting online, working the clubs, and creating exciting new material. Until now, there's been no central place where funny women can interact, try out new stuff, and generally have a good time and a good laugh. The multi-talented Elizabeth Banks has changed all that with the new website, Hoo Ha Ha, a home for both new and established talents. Videos, tweets, Instagrams, they're all here, and they're all really funny.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth Banks, and I have an important message for this planet. Since the dawn of time, men have shouldered the burden of comedy. After years of taking 90% of lead comedy roles and being forced to appear nightly on stand-up stages around the globe, we are here to relieve you of your obligations.
Plan plenty of time to trip from one funny video to another, grazing titles like Heavy Boobs, Last Pick Bridesmaid, and Lunch at O'Nutter's. Nikki Glaser from Comedy Central's Not Safe with Nikki Glaser scores a big one in her ever-so-helpful public service announcement, The One Thing Women Want After Sex. At the core is Banks' web interview series, Ask a Badass, which features A-list celebs like Morgan Freeman, Lenny Kravitz, and Julianne Moore. Want a taste of Banks' attitude? She claimed that Jennifer Lawrence is now such a badass that she essentially has a penis. To which Lawrence replied, "Yeah, that's nice to think, but I still have a bad sense of direction." Banks admitted to a higher purpose in creating the site. She offers this advice to aspiring artists. Believe us when we tell you that it's not equal, and it's hard, and you will be held to a higher standard, and you have to work hard, and you have to stay committed. She intends for Hoo Ha Ha to nurture young talent as well as to provide exposure and testing grounds. So it turns out Hoo Ha Ha is both funny and noble. How do you not like that? On the other end of the gene pool is an older but equally wonderful online series, The Wrong Mans. It features UK's Matthew Baton from New Me and the Apocalypse and The Late Late Show's James Corden. This time, they wanted to create a comedy that incorporated the intricate plot twists of a bona fide thriller. Suffice to say, they pulled it off while poking fun all along the way.
Wow, this is going to be on TV in America.
In a way.
Incredible. Which network?
It's not a network as
cable.
Such.
Perfect, because all the shows I love watching are on cable, everything. Yeah, brilliant.
Me too.
Which one?
It's not really cable either, although it does come into your house through a cable and then to you via Hulu.com.
The internet?
Yeah.
The internet?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a... Oh, this is a joke. I'm not having... Is anybody around? Guys?
It's the future, James!
The plot revolves around two anonymous schlubs, Baton's Sam Pinkett and Corden's Phil Bourne. They shuffle through drab office jobs, but then become entangled in a deadly serious web of crime, conspiracy, and corruption, after Sam answers a ringing cell phone at the site of a car crash. Over two seasons, the misadventure takes them from sleepy Berkshire County in England to witness protection in Texas and back again. Along the way, they more or less outwit a whole series of really nasty bad guys while struggling to get back to Sam's lifelong love and Phil's ailing mom. It's far-fetched, cliffhanging, and genuinely funny. The reluctant hero is a totally classic theme, going back thousands of years to the Bible, the Greeks, and the Romans. It's been modernized by characters like Luke Skywalker, for example. It's a classic because it works. The Wrong Man's carries on that tradition in a lighthearted but genuinely sweet way. Both Hoo Ha Ha and The Wrong Man's are noble quests in their own peculiar ways. In each case, the Force is indeed with them. If you want to dig deeper and find more cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do, visit culturesonar.com or visit our Facebook page, heroically named Culture Sonar.
Al Karabiani himself, founder of Culture Sonar, is a funny guy. So thank you, Al, for unearthing these very interesting and funny and unique websites, as is Culture Sonar. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Thanks for joining us on America Weekend.
With you. The Harvard Business Review reports three college frisbee buddies from Notre Dame turned their used textbook resale website into a $21 million company with 200 employees. Why is it green? Well, every year, libraries get rid of thousands of books to make room for the next cycle. By partnering with more than 1,600 college campuses and 1,000 libraries, Better World Books has donated some $5.5 million to literacy and education causes now, along with diverting thousands of books from permanent landfills, while additionally purchasing 2,400 tons of carbon offsets to cover the transportation of tons of textbooks. This is now known as the triple bottom line, boosting people, planet, and profits all at the same time. Green entrepreneurs creating a brilliant solution.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit, double.
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career, beginning with the Phillies postgame show. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.